Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans, and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that's great drummer and composer Brian Blade, whose composing skills developed rapidly when he formed his The Fellowship Band.
The group gave me that that final push, you know, over the edge, you know, to dedicate what I was hearing to the page, like, and to have them to write for. It also made a difference. A lot of people don't really have other folks connected to what they write or what they compose or stories they tell.
Lots more coming up from Brian Blade in just about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, two Jazz Hall of Famers, Count Basie and Oscar Peterson, together on I'm Confessing That I Love You.
Thank you.
two all-time greats, Count Basie and Oscar Peterson. I'm confessing that I love you. Please consider returning the favor. Make like a Valley Girl and like, you know, like the Jazz New Orleans Facebook page. Find it at facebook.com/Fred's Jazz New Orleans or search for it as Jazz New Orleans with Fred Caston and, you know, like it. So nice, so nice. So many people in the same device. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And the folks at Hopper's Carte de Van, 5601 Magazine Street, just across from Whole Foods. Wines as unique as New Orleans. Still to come on Jazz New Orleans, a pair of great Jamaican musicians with a jazz spin on one of the first big international reggae hits, and a pair of virtuoso American guitarists take on the repertoire of Hank Williams. And speaking of jazz guitarists, up next, Charlie Byrd from his Salute to Satchmo for Lewis, with Lil and Louis Armstrong strutting with some barbecue. guitarists Roy Clark and Joe Pass, with Hank Williams' Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do, or at least like us on Facebook. And Monty Alexander with guitarist Ernest Ranglin, the international reggae hit from the early 70s, Double Barrel. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Sure glad you stopped by for some Jazz New Orleans tonight. Up ahead, a gorgeous ballad by McCoy Tyner and Sammy Kahn that doesn't get nearly enough exposure. And the fabulous Sarah Vaughan with the great Benny Carter. I can't give you anything but love. I'll take it. I'll take the job. I'll take the love. And I'll take Miles Davis and his great quintet featuring John Coltrane and Red Garland now with a tune that Mobile-born trumpeter Cootie Williams and lyricist Bernie Hannigan get partial credit for. It's Mostly Muck that deserves the credit, though, for this one from the early 40s, Round Midnight.
the sound of violins, the song of birds high on the wing. You taught my heart to sing. Why does this heart of mine feel like a valentine? You smile and suddenly it's spring. You taught my heart to sing. My heart was then you came along. Now my heart's a carousel filled with song. The miracle of you will last my whole life. You're all I'll keep remembering. You taught my heart to sing. Thank you.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've a plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can give you anything but shoo-bee-bee-bee. I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know done well, baby. I can give you anything. Ain't gonna give you anything. I can give you anything but love. I can give you anything but love.
Benny Carter's orchestra from the early 60s backing the great Sarah Vaughan with one of the earliest Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields collaborations, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Tom McDermott has a new CD out. We'll sample something from that momentarily. Right now, John Rankin, Tom Fisher, Tommy Sankton, they are the classic jazz trio. With Lou Pollux, That's a Plenty. McDermott from Bamboola. His new CD, curated by the estimable Mr. Van Dyke Parks. Scott Joplin's The Chrysanthemum. And the classic jazz trio with That's a Plenty. Up next on Jazz New Orleans, our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation. This week, that is, with the great drummer and composer Brian Blade. Brian Blade is one of the most accomplished and in-demand drummers in music, with a list of colleagues that includes Joshua Redman, Daniel Lanois, Joni Mitchell, and Bob Dylan, plus long and ongoing tenures with the Wayne Shorter Quartet and his own group, the Fellowship Band. Brian Blade grew up in Shreveport, immersed in music from an early age at the church, where his father was both the minister and a musician.
That was kind of the beginning, I think, of my musical life, you know, like singing in choir and church. And when I was in elementary school later on, I was in the orchestra, so I started playing violin. And then drums when I was around 13. My brother, Brady Jr., is also a drummer. So he's 5 years older, so I was kind of following his lead on that one. But yeah, singing in church and hearing my dad sing, all that was, I think, the real beginning.
Brian Blade's musical life was further enriched by his experiences in New Orleans in the late 80s and early 90s, studying music at Loyola University.
Surrounded by my teachers and heroes, George French and Johnny Vidakovich and Ellis Marsalis and John Mahoney, Steve Mazkowski, you know, the Astral Project.
Two other musicians Brian Blade met in New Orleans, pianist and composer John Coward and bassist Chris Thomas, became key figures in his musical world. He'd known the pair for nearly a decade when they became core members, along with saxophonists Melvin Butler and Myron Walden, of the Fellowship Band.
To have that connection with someone where you don't need words, that's immeasurable. And not to be taken for granted, because there have been times, and there will be. I mean, I've been blessed to play with so many people where I just had this immediate sort of understanding and a lingo that is almost it's wordless in a way. It's just like, you know, right. We kind of understand by all of our experiences collectively meeting each other. So I think it was really that, you know, John and Chris and I had just a real connection, and having met Melvin Butler and Myron Walden, this similar simpatico existed between us all, and I just wanted, you know, hopefully be true to what we were hearing, a vision I had to say, okay, I know that all of these voices are gonna make, you know, our choir. You know, this is gonna be our sound, and so we're trying to just keep singing.
The Fellowship Band inspired Brian Blade to write, and became a primary vehicle for his compositions.
The group gave me that that final push, you know, over the edge, you know, to dedicate what I was hearing to the page, like, and to have them to write for. It also made a difference. A lot of people don't really have other folks connected to what they write or what they compose or stories they tell. You know, like, I think it's, in a way, it really, it's a lot like Duke Ellington, maybe.
Right.
For me, the inspiration that he and the genius he left behind, but the dedication of that band, and to know that, okay, Johnny Hodges is carrying this melody, Paul Gonzalez is carrying this melody. You know, for me to feel like I hear Myron in these phrases, or I hear John as I'm writing something, it thickens the soup for me.
16 years into its existence, the Fellowship Band remains a vital creative outlet for Brian Blade.
I really value my relationship with all the guys in the Fellowship Band, and this privilege to do what we do, to make music. So I just want to give everything I have to that, you know, and hopefully just do good work and let it speak for itself as much as possible.
Here is Brian Blade with the Fellowship Band from their inaugural self-titled CD with Brian's Red River Rebel.
Thank you.
Brian Blade and the Fellowship, Red River Revel, from their Brian Blade and the Fellowship inaugural CD.